You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize if any of you listen to the show when it's a little delayed. We got tons of calls yesterday. And actually this morning, after you had watched the debate, but before we had. And so, I love getting your calls, et cetera. I apologize if I can't play some of them because it was kind of already, shall I say, before I had the knowledge and after you did. Okay. Now I'm not saying I don't look stupid, but like, for example, I had wanted yesterday on the debate for President Obama to, you know, man up and say, look, the buck stops with me. I'm the president. And he did. And he did. So I was pretty happy about that. But some of you called this morning going, wait a second, Dahlia, what are you talking about? You didn't watch the debate. President Obama did. I'm like, well, that was because the show was before the debate. The show you heard was before the debate. So I apologize to any of you if you heard a show that was before events that happened. And that's just the way it is. Come on, you got to have fun with it. And we had a lot of fun with the debate yesterday. I loved reading your guys' Facebook posts and tweets and, you know, everybody kind of going back and forth to each other. I thought some of you were getting a little mean with Candy Crowley, the moderator. I don't think we should be making fun of everybody's weight, but I did have to admit that I thought her name being Candy is a little misleading. I mean, every Candy, you know, I've ever known was, you know, some big, beautiful blonde bombshell that all of us women aspire to be. Right. And, you know, she didn't really kind of look like Candy, but that's her name and it's her stage name. I believe is her stage name. I could not, get away with it. If I was called Candy, you guys would say, really, Dahlia, you know, more like Brussels sprout, more like turnip, you know, but I couldn't get away with Candy. It was a very, very interesting town hall debate. But I thought it was a complete waste of our time. It was a show. These debates have gone from hearing the issues and getting to know your candidate to a complete pomp and circumstance horse and pony show. You know, I thought Mitt Romney did very well. I thought Barack Obama did better than he had in the previous one. But it was so predictable. You know, I mean, you know, the very first few debates that were televised, like the very first few town hall debate, I believe the first town hall debate was in 1992 with President Clinton, or then Governor Clinton. You know, it was one of his hallmark moves was getting up from the chair and walking over to, you know, some of the people in the town hall. People thought that was so cool. The woman listening was excited. And last, you know, the debate this week, they were jumping up. And I mean, the first person off the bat, Mitt Romney ran right over to, and then Obama ran right over to, and you kept seeing them almost fight as to who could get closer to, you know, the interviewee, the person who posed a question. Then they got one woman's wrong. One woman's name wrong. Was it Leilani or Lorraine? We still don't know what this woman's name was. Romney fumbled over it. Obama fumbled over it. Nobody got this woman's name right. Then a couple of these people really needed a glass of water. Can you explain to us what you heard? The mucus blob in their throat. Give these people some water before they, in a national debate, pose a question. We were extremely distracted. And what was, I talked about this in the first hour, what I thought was the most distracting in that whole debate is the cameraman and the groin shots. When you guys review, just review the footage of the debate, you will see people in the background and shots of their crotch, which I thought was extremely inappropriate and extremely distracting. You know, Obama would usually get the center of the view of the shot, but Governor Romney would be usually to the side of the shot. And it caught my eye because some gentleman was fiddling his fingers while his hands were laying in his lap in front of his crotch. And it was so distracting. And the cameraman wouldn't do that. You're supposed to put the candidate in the center of the shot, which is why I think this was all done on purpose. Instead, the focus was on these people's groins. And Romney was off to the side. Look at it. It caught my eye, and it bothered me for the whole rest of the debate. Now, thank heavens I was communicating with you all on Facebook and Twitter, which, by the way, you could do by the Dr. Dahlia Show or by Dr. Dahlia on Twitter or Facebook. And I'm like, really, people? I thought it was completely inappropriate for the moderator, Candy, to actually interrupt Romney and side with Obama on a remark regarding Benghazi. And then I guess hours later, she rescinded that and say, nah, Romney was right. That should never happen in these debates. That was completely ridiculous. And you know, so I kind of looked at that as a complete waste of time. Debates used to be, you know, this is where we're going to get to really, you know, see what these people are thinking. We don't get to be on the campaign trail. We don't get to watch TV or listen to radio much. So we're going to watch a televised debate, find out where they stand on the issues, and make a decision. Well, it's not as necessary anymore because we're watching the televised campaign trail. We're listening to their commercials. We're listening to their interviews on radio a lot more easily because there's a lot more access. And the debate has now turned into something like a UFC or some sort of heavyweight championship. And we get to watch them and we want it. You know, my husband and I are just as guilty. We ordered takeout. We sat there with one of our kids, the other kids on a school trip, and we sat there eating food like this was watching football or watching a fight. I was really disappointed in how we as American citizens are putting up with this. Having a biased moderator, can I say now three times in a row, right? Okay, three times in a row, having her interrupt Tag Team Romney, having them have to look like they're duking it out, having a debate rated on who made more of a fight. That's not what these debates are about. Explain to us what your foreign policy is. Tell us what your five-point plan is. Explain to us why you couldn't fix the economy in 4 years. Teach us so we can make an educated decision. Don't pretend you have undecided voters in there who are making glares. Don't have Michelle Obama clapping, trying to rile the audience up. She was the one that clapped, by the way. It was completely staged, and I was extremely disappointed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. So I guess a tentative trial date has been set in the Trayvon Martin case. Judge has set a date of June 10th. So that is going to be when the first hearing will begin. And it'll be the start of George Zimmerman's trial, overseen by Judge Deborah Nelson. They say the date could be changed as both sides get prepared. They plan the trial to last at least 3 weeks. George Zimmerman is charged with second-degree murder in the February shooting of Trayvon Martin, who was 17 years old at the time. Zimmerman's defense will claim that he was shooting in self-defense. We've discussed this case at length with the Stand Your Ground and various witnesses and how some of them thought they saw and some of them didn't see. And this is going to be a very convoluted case. It's something that's been extremely passionate and brought up a lot of controversy because what we understand, George Zimmerman had no idea of the Stand the Ground. He got into some sort of a scuffle with him and shot him. And the big debate and the cornerstone will be when the 911 operator told him not to get out of his car, why he still did it. And the defense, I believe, is going to claim George Zimmerman got out of his car because they had asked for an address and he couldn't see. So he got out of his car to get the address. So that'll happen, like I said, tentatively June 10th. I don't know why it takes so long and why it's so far out. You know, and I mean, what do you do? You just sit and that it doesn't make any sense. I guess they're that busy with cases. News just came in saying Michael Savage is going to be back on air. Michael Savage, who had issues with his current network, TRN, was able to get out of his contract after years of legal disputes, and he has been off air. Many people have been asking, when is he going to come back on? From what we understand, Tuesday, October 23rd, he will be back and being run by Cumulus Media Networks, for those of you that are Michael Savage fans. Now, Lance Armstrong, for those of you that are Lance Armstrong fans, toward the front, Lance Armstrong, you're going to be probably a little upset to hear that Nike has dropped sponsoring him. Nike Inc. says it was ending its sponsorship of cyclist Lance Armstrong after U.S. anti-doping officials issued another report regarding the blood doping and performance-enhancing drugs. Nike is reversing its earlier stand in support of Armstrong, said it could no longer ignore the evidence of his illicit behavior and a professional cyclist. I was wondering about that. I am amazed that the sponsors, I mean, they liked him. They liked him. And from what we understand, he never really showed a positive on any of his tests. And I was wondering when this would happen. They are quoted to say, due to the seemingly insurmountable evidence that Lance Armstrong participated in doping and misled Nike for more than a decade, it is with great sadness that we have terminated our contract with him. They said, though, it still plans to continue support of the Live Strong initiatives. Okay, he has also stepped down from Live Strong Foundation. He's also set to lose his 7 Tour de France titles after U.S. Anti-Doping Agency released a 1,000-page report on the doping rituals that he possibly partook in. Crazy, you know, it really blows my mind. You know, we were talking about this during the Olympics when they would interview in the Olympics, you know, the contestants, and they would talk about how somebody in the past had, you know, been kicked out because of doping, you know, but now they're back and they pass all their tests. And, you know, my problem with that in the Olympics is when you become an Olympian and you get an award, you should also be Olympian in stature, and not so much physical stature, but in terms of your, you know, in your being, in your ethics. You know, I believe that if somebody, you know, was truly doping and it was proven that, they shouldn't be allowed to compete in these top of the top competitions, because somebody who is an Olympian should connote that these people made it through their sport, got to the level that they got to on their own. And if any way, any place during that pathway they cheated, why are they allowed to still compete later on in life? Now, some of you are like, well, if they redeem themselves, they should also get a second chance. But whoa, 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 whoa. All right, how many people try to become Olympians as they can't because they lost out to somebody who cheated? The person who cheated should be out. I'm still surprised that the whole Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan assault went as far as it did, and she was still able to compete in the Olympics. Well, she really wasn't associated with her ex-husband when the ex-husband hired somebody to beat Nancy Kerrigan's knees. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know what ended up happening, you know, finally in terms of who was guilty of what, but she still got to compete in the Olympics. And if she had anything to do with it, if there was any inkling of an idea or proof that she was a part of it, that's not Olympic worthy. Now, I think it's completely appropriate, and I love it when I see these athletes like Andre Agassi and Lance Armstrong and you know, many of these athletes, Justin Timberlake, etc. Well, he's not an athlete, but he plays golf. Start foundations that support, you know, charities and children and people, etc. You know, the various charities that are out there. I think that's extremely important. I think somebody of that stature that wins of sports such as Olympics or Tour de France or you know, what have you, I think it's extremely important that they also show their good, you know, internal side. I just think when we look at athletes as heroes, it's really nice to see that all around. You know, and from what we understand, Lance Armstrong was, you know, has been a good guy. But if he really did cheat and they have this evidence that he was blood doping, and we discussed blood doping, where you enhance your oxygen to your tissues and your cardiac output by injecting blood or erythropoietin, which is a hormone that enhances your blood, no, he's not worthy. And so, you know, my recommendation going back to the Olympics is anybody who has ever caught doping at any point of their athletic career in that sport, or in any sport for that matter, doesn't deserve. You know, I mean, because the pathway for them getting there to Olympics was sullied. And I think our Olympians have to be a sign of the top of the top and top-notch people. That's just how I look at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a study came out, you know, looking at cranberry juice. Many of you have fought bladder infections with cranberry juice and have appeared to be successful. I can't tell you how many of my patients say, Dahlia, I warded it off, I drank my cranberry juice, and I was good. And the reasoning behind this cranberry juice and the reason why it would work is it would change the pH. So it would change the way bacteria would be able to grow. And then people started to just eat cranberries. And then, of course, companies decided, well, I could capitalize on this and make cranberry pills. Well, a study right now has come out saying this fruit juice doesn't really seem to help prevent bladder or kidney infections. They've looked at several reviews and concluded that cranberry juice may offer only a small benefit, if that, in preventing UTIs. Now, for some of you, you're like, all right, well, you know, no big deal, fine. Why is this an issue? Well, you know, I think it is important to know if these don't, you know, work or they don't, because a bladder infection, when it goes to kidney infection, that can be extremely dangerous. And it could also go into sepsis. You know, many times when we have an older individual who starts to act a little confused, one of the first tests we run is a urinalysis, because a urine infection may not be felt as strongly in an older woman or an older man. It could spread to the kidney, spread to the blood, and cause delirium, and could actually go, you know, cause sepsis and die. I mean, you know, we think, well, it's just the bladder. You know, you take some cranberry juice, you blow it off. No. In the medical world, we never blow off anything, especially bladder infections or UTIs. And when a male gets a UTI, we always send them to a urologist to figure out how the heck that could happen, because the plumbing doesn't usually allow for bacteria to get up in there. And you all are familiar with male plumbing versus female plumbing. I hope I don't have to go into it explaining why a male shouldn't get a bladder infection as easily as a female. Now, my other concern is when people are down in cranberry juice, they get the yummy cranberry juice. Well, what does the yummy cranberry juice have? Sugar. And I see you guys drinking liters of this stuff. And I'm at the store. You know, people recognize me and go, hey, Dr. Dahlia, look, I got a bladder infection. And they have this big multi-liter Ocean Spray. Now, I'm a fan of Ocean Spray drinks. I love their cranberry juice, but there's sugar in it. And I want you to be extremely careful, because if this really doesn't work, you're just loading yourself up with sugar. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds, negotiating for your life, surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse, disease prevention, raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us a little bit later on Facebook and Twitter. I love being able to connect with you and talk to you. Very easy to find me when you're on Facebook. Just search the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. And find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget, we also are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. It should be a phenomenal trip. Exquisite. We all deserve the break. Unfortunately, these rooms are booking up pretty quickly. So for some of you that have written back saying, Dahlia, I'll definitely call you after Christmas, or I'll talk to you. One of you wants to book it, you know, by Easter. And I get that. I don't know where my life is going 1 week from today, you know, let alone months from now. Unfortunately, these rooms book up, and I can't guarantee we're going to have space. And the cruise line always gives us a date of when any of our unsold cabins they get to take back, because we block in the rate and then they don't. So they take the rooms back, and then they could charge what the going rate is at that time. So, like I said, we're going to hold them as long as we can. So please, if you are thinking about going, I'd rather you put a non-refundable deposit down. This way, we could always, you know, give you your money back, or the company could give you your money back before the date that they need to. So at least you secured your spot. I just had to put that out there because so many of you have written saying, yeah, definitely, I'll call your travel agent after the first of the year, and I can't promise you that I'll even know where we are with that by then. All right, so this is always cool. We have shoes that are now on sale in the UK where there's a little GPS device that tracks Alzheimer's patients. And this is something that I cannot wait to have sold in the States, and I'm sure they will be. In fact, I want these shoes for my kids so I know where they're at later when they're teenagers. I think this will be helpful. Ah, no, I don't need it for my husband. I trust him. Look, you know, if my husband hasn't dumped me, you know, this many years into it, he ain't going anywhere. We're good. I don't need to put GPS in my husband's shoes. All right. I mean, it would help to put in your mother-in-law's shoes, right, so you know when they're coming. But anyway, okay, that's not hidden there. Anyway, so these shoes have a built-in tracking device such that if you do lose your family member, which does happen with Alzheimer's, you can hopefully track them. Unfortunately, one of our family members, when they had Alzheimer's, had taken off all their clothes before they ran out into the street. And that was pretty rough. That was when my other family members realized we had to, you know, put her in a facility that would, you know, watch her a little closer. But I guess these shoes have a miniature GPS system similar to those in the satellite Navi systems found in cars. They're pretty good-looking shoes. They kind of look kind of sexy. Relatives are even able to set up a designated safe area, so if the person strays beyond the boundaries, it would trigger an alert in the form of an email or text message. Family members use an app downloaded to a smartphone or computer to find out the location of the missing person. They say the GPS system is implanted in the heel of what appears to be a normal walking shoe, so nobody has to be embarrassed. You know, it doesn't say Alzheimer's shoe. It's a shoe that has, you know, the GPS. The device which cannot be seen. You know, come to think of it, you almost wonder, maybe we should, you know, I get lost. Even in Disneyland, I get lost. I'm like, wait a second, how do I turn? How do I get, I can never get out of Frontierland. I always get lost in Frontierland. And then you walk and you hit a dead end. I would probably want these in my shoes. Anyway, the antenna and a USB connection. Oh, wait, let me tell you. They say the device, which cannot be seen or felt, contains a battery, a SIM card, and an integrated chip to help the device function. The antenna and a USB connection to charge the shoes runs up the back heel of the shoe, and then the shoes need to be charging roughly every 2 days. This is a process that could take a couple hours. An American company known as Atrex Navistar GPS Shoes are going to first sell it in the UK and start from there. So I think that's absolutely fascinating. You know, this is exactly the type of research and what we need. Now that we have an aging population and life expectancy rising, and we're seeing more and more dementia because we're outliving the heart attacks and the cancer, thank heavens, this is what we need to be working on, this type of technology, as well as, of course, Alzheimer's and dementia prevention. So I'm glad somebody's got it right. I apologize if I'm crabby, but last hour we discussed this story where Danish researchers were studying the efficacy of doing just a general health checkup. And they concluded that going to your doctor for a checkup offered no benefit at all. Causes undue stress. Danish researchers looked at over 180,000 patients and recommend doctors stop offering such checkups. This is being reported in BBC News. They said these checkups did not reduce deaths overall or deaths from cancer and heart disease. They in England, of course, because this was from BBC News, they said people 40 to 74 are offered a free health check. Now, why is this, you know, relevant to us? Well, again, in America now, Obamacare has allowed preventative services like physicals, only one, and we've lost much coverage for a lot of the sick visits. You know, like, for example, many insurance companies, when they just went crazy once Obamacare was passed, I'm having patients come in saying, Dahlia, I only get to see you twice a year, one for a physical and one other visit. So when I need to maintain and manage someone's diabetes or high blood pressure or kidney issues, etc., I only have one visit a year to do it. Why? Because they're covering physicals. Now, I'd rather they cover physicals, but they didn't have to cut everything else. But again, you know, the more you ask, the less you get. Well, if what happens in Europe slowly comes over here to America as we're slowly moving towards socialized medicine, even if Obamacare gets repealed, the next Democrat that comes into the Oval Office is going to make moves towards socializing medicine. This is something, honestly, people, I wish we could fight, and I don't think we're going to be able to. Once you promise free health care to everybody, it's going to be very hard not to give it. But, Obamacare is probably salivating at the mouth listening to this no health checkups. Health checkups really aren't worth it. You know how much money they could save? Or what I foresee happening in the near future is they go, you know what, you really don't need a yearly physical. Pap smears don't need to be done every year. PSA screening doesn't need to be done. Let's maybe go to insurance offering a physical every few years. Now, a question I posed to my listeners in the previous hour, which I'm going to pose to you guys, and again, if you aren't live right now, listening live, you could always call in and leave it on the answer line, and we're going to play it the next day. But what was picked up on your physical? You went in for a routine physical, just la-di-da, hey, doctor, how's it going? And what was found, and you were extremely grateful it was found? And, or do you feel like really physicals are a waste of time? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 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 1-877-DOC-DALY. I mean, personally, that physical, when you go in for a physical, it allows the doctor to do hundreds of things. Yeah, make money. No, it's not just, you know, there are other ways doctors can make money besides a physical, okay? There, you know, you have plenty of other orifices we could work on. But it's, I mean, this is our way also to educate you. You know, many of you don't listen to the Dr. Dalia show. I get that. I don't know why. It probably wouldn't be you all listening right now because you are listening. But many of you, you really don't look at the news. I can't tell you how many of my patients, they have not heard of what's been going on with the meningitis issue and the steroids. Okay, they have no idea that Fukushima objects have been washing up on our shores. I mean, they haven't been really keeping up on the news. And I get that. You know, a lot of people are working two jobs. I mean, when I was in residency, I was barely able, the only time I was able to watch the news is if I snuck it in hanging out with the patient. You know, I tell the patient, I go, you know, look, can I hang out with you and watch the news? And I would just, you know, sit there on their bed or pull up a chair, hang out with them and watch the news. That was, you know, so I got to see a little bit of the O.J. Simpson trial. Princess Diana had been killed. I mean, some major highlights I was able to, you know, be educated on. But for the most part, no. I had really no idea what was going on with Bill Clinton and, you know, fighting with Gingrich and what was going on back and forth politically because I was too busy. So I get a lot of you don't have time to listen to the news. So when you go to your doctor, that's when your doctor gets to explain this stuff to you, right, without spitting on the microphone like I just did. You know, that's when they get to educate you. That's when they also get to screen for things you weren't even looking for. That's when they get to prepare you for the future. All right? It's important. Don't give that up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dalia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALY, DOCDALY. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the FDA believes there are more drugs that are now linked to this meningitis outbreak. Okay, from what we understand, another type of steroid may be affected as well. Now, this is being reported by drugs.com, and it's just a little frightening in how how one thing could spread like this to the point where we thought it was just one drug and one compound that could be affected by the fungus. And then they're like, well, it wasn't just one fungus. There were two different types of fungus. And now they're saying there could be multiple drugs. So the U.S. FDA has issued warnings this week about additional drugs produced by the same specialty pharmacy, the New England Compounding Pharmacy of Framingham, Massachusetts. And they say it's investigating a report of a meningitis infection in a patient who got a different steroid from the type that has already been linked to more than 230 such infections nationwide. Now, a lot of you are going, oh, well, duh. I mean, that kind of makes sense. I should have thought of that. Because if it got contaminated in one aspect of the lab, all right, who's to say nothing else was in the clear? You know, I mean, when things happen from slipshod, lazy, half-assed work, okay, pardon my French, it just doesn't help happen to one little baby vial, okay? This halfwayness can be across the board. The agency said it was checking reports of fungal infection in a heart transplant patient given a cardiac solution made by the drug producer in question. The New England Compounding Pharmacy. The solution is used to paralyze heart muscle to prevent injury to the heart. They say it's possible the infection could have come from a source other than the solution. Now, the meningitis infection reported Monday was associated with another epidural injection, which are these injections that we put in the epidural space to help with back pain. But it was a triamcinolone as opposed to a methylprednisolone compound. All of the other ones dealt with methylprednisolone, not triamcinolone. So now that they're looking at the triamcinolone, that could possibly now expand the recall to multiple more thousands. Now, the FDA says it was advising all healthcare professionals to follow up with any patients who were given this drug. I would just recommend right now, if any of your drugs come from New England Compounding Center, I would probably just not use them. I apologize if I'm ticking off this company, but if something halfway was done, such that we're having people die because a fungus got involved, I don't right now trust any medicines from this company. All right. They say drugs include medications used in eye surgery and the heart solution purchased from the company after May 21. Yesterday, federal health officials said 19 more cases of fungal meningitis were linked to the initial round of steroid injections. Deaths thus far, the death toll has been at 15. Now, again, all of these patients had been injected with methylprednisolone acetate. Now, we also use these for peripheral joint injections like your knee, hip, shoulder, etc. But here's the thing. When we inject the methylprednisolone, all right, into, you know, and it's usually mixed with lidocaine or marcaine, the knee joint, yes, it can get septic, but that'll rarely go to the brain. You aren't going to probably see the death rate or the severity with those of us that might have been injected in the knee or shoulder or hip as being injected directly into your spinal column, because that is what could turn into meningitis, go up to the brain and kill you. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. It just blows my mind that something like this could happen. Of course, they're still investigating where the heck the fungus came from. I am really urging them to take a look at the sink. Most of these molds could come from the sink. They could come from the ceiling tiles. Mold could be anywhere, but I just remember last time there was an issue with the sink, and I think we should look at it. Good news for Americans. It looks like healthier cholesterol levels have been found. We've dropped our cholesterol overall by about 10 points. It had gone up a little bit. Actually, triglycerides and fats had gone up for a little bit in the beginning of the century, and then we started to drop and drop kind of nicely. Part of it is the medication, but part of it is you guys are eating better, and you're listening to really good medical talk radio. Yeah? Dr. Dahlia Show has been around for a few years. No, they didn't give any credit to me. No credit to me. But I think many of us are kind of realizing we can't be eating the fatty foods as much. We really got to trim the fat. We got to go to fish and chicken and broil our meat instead of fry our meat. And, you know, avoid a lot of the cheeses and fatty foods. Start cooking more with olive oil, a variety of things, fish oil, using fish oil as supplements, even though the latest study said kind of debunked that one. But still, many of you have been cognizantly changing and consciously looking at your diet. Many of you have, and I'm pretty proud of you. Do I think Mayor Bloomberg gets credit for this? Absolutely not. I still think the soda ban is stupid. Okay, what else do we have here? I don't want to talk about this. There was a father of four who was killed by a swarm of bees in Texas. You guys heard about this? Apparently, he was just mowing his lawn. He got swarmed by bees, and unfortunately, he, my guess is anaphylactic shock. You know, many of you have asked me about how do you protect yourself from these bee stings, because you hear of these cases, or you remember Macaulay Culkin in a movie years ago, you know, dying in the movie because he got stung by a bee. I really urge everybody to have EpiPens and close by. You know, it's not so much that you die from the toxin of these stings, it's that your body gets an allergic reaction from the antigen. And some of you that go, Dahlia, I've been stung by a bee 15 times. It could be the 16th. It could be the 27th time. Remember, the first time something happens to you in terms of an antigen getting into your system, your body doesn't recognize it. It wasn't primed. Your immune system wasn't primed to figure it out and attack it. So usually nothing happens the first time. Once your body makes antibodies, you know, the unpredictability of it deciding to jump in and start to, you know, fight the antigen and protect some of the aspects of your health could actually lead to it hurting you and you not being able to breathe. The EpiPen epinephrine can, at least allow you to open up your, lungs hopefully enough, until emergency services can come and help. But, this shouldn't have happened and it's a real shame. Another thing that shouldn't have happened is I guess a dental nurse, sets off an explosion during surgery while trying to fix dentals. This happened in Worcester, Massachusetts during a routine procedure. Apparently, the dentist suffered multiple second-degree burns to his hands and face. A flash fire ignited inside the examination room. Nobody else, from what I understand, got hurt. From what I understand, this occurred October 11th, and a dental assistant was pouring an alcohol-based fuel into a lamp that is used to soften denture molds. Then there was a flashback. They were apparently filling a butane heating appliance. It either got too hot or the flame had it all the way gone out. Not sure. Alcohol ignited it. And big flash. Luckily, from what I understand, you know, nobody else got hurt. Dennis is now being treated. She got some minor injuries, kind of like a stage one type burn, like a sunburn. Now, you know, many of you have asked me about burns and, you know, why some of your loved ones have had to go to the hospital when it wasn't a third degree burn or a more of a full thickness burn. Sometimes we keep you depending on where the burns occur. If your burns occur on the face, if the burns occur circumferentially, for example, if you get a burn that goes around your whole hand, even if it's small, that could be a lot more disastrous than you're having one side of your body with a bigger burn. So depending on where the burn is, how much of the burn, the degree, and the shape, and involvement, if you have most of the circumference of a limb affected by a burn, we're going to probably keep you for a little while. Of course, you're going to be getting antibiotics, and we're going to want to make sure you don't swell, cut off blood supply. We're going to want to make sure that skin heals, make sure you don't need, you know, grafting. So there's a variety of things we do with certain types of burns. I know many of you have tried to self-treat by finding an aloe vera plant in your neighbor's yard, breaking off a piece and rubbing it. Aloe vera is nice, but for some of these big burns, you got to you got to get us docs involved. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Like I said, weigh in and let us know about if you think physical exams are worthless or if you have actually had some life-saving issues because of your routine physical. Call into our line at 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA or email us at Dr. Dahlia.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision. decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.